Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hershey, what do you make of just their effort tonight? What was different in this one versus game one?
I thought it was a tight game, and obviously they came out on top, and we had a good push early, then they had a good push, and then it was pretty tight till the end. Scored a big goal late to tie it and bring it into overtime, which is shows the resilience that our team has. So, you know, it didn't go our way tonight, but we're going to get ready for the next one.
Well, the silver lining, I mean, your line. You're playing with an 18-year-old developer that Mason Yops. How much fun are you having out there?
Yeah, lots of fun. You know, Anton's done a great job since he's got here. Really mature for being an 18-year-old. It's, you know, crazy when people tell me that he's that young. But you know, he's a great player, and he's got a great career ahead of him.
Their goals came basically off face-offs, kind of the same way. How do you work on those now as you prepare?
Yeah, you know, there's video that we can look at and make adjustments. And, you know, our team's pretty good at making those adjustments. And, you know, the staff does a great job at presenting them to us and giving us a game plan. So, you know, it's our job to go out and execute them next year. To be honest with you, I didn't really see, you know, it's tough, late in the game and, late in period, it's humid, you know, you don't know if it bounces or if a guy gets a stick on it. You know, we had good intent there to, you know, try to get a stick on it to get it, you know, but, it's tough for me to see it from where I was at on the bench. So, yeah.
Ups and downs of each two games. What do you want your young guys going through this for the first time to take out?
It's a great experience. You know, from my perspective, there's a lot of opportunity. And, you know, it's opportunity to gain trust from your teammates or from coaches. You know, you talk about young guys like Oslin and Wahlberg coming in and, you know, getting put in positions that, you know, there's opportunity to make a good, strong play on a wall or score a goal or be hard on the forecheck, whatever it is. So, you know, there's opportunities to score big goals or block shots. There's a lot of opportunities.
So adjustments that have to be made. Mm-hmm. I think Utica, one of the games in that series 2 years ago, might have scored three goals off faceoffs in one game. They're made adjustments, I think.
Yeah.
Is that similar?
Yeah. In a series like this, you know, we've played these guys a lot of times, so I'm sure they make adjustments and we make adjustments. I remember that. It's funny you bring that up, but this tight series, you know, we've played these guys a lot. They know us and we know them, and you know, we're going to get back to work and you know, find a way to win one in Syracuse.
Michael, it took a long time in the third period for your team to generate much in the way of shots or zone time.
Mm-hmm.
Did you feel that was kind of on your group, not being
effective in passing, or was it a lot of Syracuse and how they changed their presentation in the neutral zone?
Yeah, I thought we had a good start with, you know, Rusick and their line was carrying, holding on to pucks in the O zone early, and then they do a really good job at swarming and ending plays in their D zone. They got some big, strong players, and you know, it's up to us to, you know, win those battles and make plays that relieve that type of pressure to stay in the O zone. So I would say a mixture of both, but obviously, you know, we got to stick to what we do and our identity as a team.
What's been so frustrating about getting 2-0 leads and mm-hmm. not being able to be put a team away?
I wouldn't say there's frustration, but I think mindset needs to be, and I think it's been our mindset, is to get the you know, get the third goal, and you know, that gives us a better chance to, you know, play with lead and be more aggressive. But we've had chances to score, you know, those third goals, or, you know, score a goal early, and then, you know, then it's 3 and when we scored, you know, the other two after it. But, yeah, just, you know, capitalizing on our opportunities. We've done that, and we know that we can do that.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.